This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasang with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has laid the foundation stone of 165 roads. Prime Minister Oli urges media to prioritize news related to development works. Prime Minister Oli challenges parties in Parliament to remove him withdrawing the support. Health Ministry reports 128 new corona infection cases across the country. And Egypt puts on a show as it moves royal mummies to new home. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has laid foundation stones for strategic roads in all federal 165 electoral constituencies. Addressing the foundation laying program organized by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructures and Transport at Balwatar yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said 165 strategic roads would be constructed within 3 years at the cost of 57.1 billion rupees. On the occasion, Prime Minister Oli stressed on completing the work on time, reversing the trend of leaving the announced work incomplete. Claiming the government to have expedited the infrastructure development works, Prime Minister Oli presented the data that the incumbent government had blacktopped 3,512 kilometer roads, graveled 3,300 kilometer roads, and opened 1,686 kilometers new tracks. He also urged the media to prioritize the news related to development rather than some people asking resignation of the Prime Minister. He further reiterated that it would be better to go for fresh election instead of wrangling in the parliament for personal petty interests of some leaders. He challenged the opposition parties to remove him by bringing no confidence motion. Also speaking on the occasion, Physical Infrastructures and Transport Minister Basantha Nembang claimed that the construction of roads had been expedited. He also said the government had prioritized the infrastructure development to realize the government aspiration of Happy Nepali and Prosperous Nepal. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Parbat Gurung has said that the incumbent government is actively working to realize the country's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Stating that the government is committed in this regard, Minister Gurung appreciated the role of athletes to help make the country prosperous through sports. Minister Gurung was speaking at the concluding ceremony of the Dholaka district knockout football tournament in Dholaka yesterday. In another context, Minister Gurung also pledged his support to develop the Kari Dhunga sports ground in Dholaka district as a national level playground. Minister for Forest and Environment Prem Bahadur Ali has pledged to extend his support for the conservation of religious tourist destinations of Far West Province. Addressing a program in Dodi yesterday, Minister Ali said the incumbent government was sincere about the sustainable development of religious areas like Kaptat, Ram Rosen, Badri Kedar and Badi Malika. Informing about the project of setting up a zoo in Far West Province, Minister Ali said he would extend all possible supports for the completion of remaining infrastructure works in Kaptat region. Bhutanese refugees in Nepal have also been vaccinated against COVID-19 under the COVID-19 vaccination campaign. The Refugee Camp Management Committee has said 668 Bhutanese refugees over 65 years of age residing in Champa and Morang refugee camps were vaccinated. Nepali Congress General Secretary Shashanka Koirala has said Nepali Congress is ready to take initiatives for the solution of the current political crisis and take government leadership if needed. Addressing a program in Gaikat yesterday, Congress General Secretary said current political crisis surfaced after the Communist parties got split and started quarrelling. Congress General Secretary Koirala hinted at the possibility of Congress President Sherbhadu Deoba-led government and said the country could go to fresh election for the solution of present political problem. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 128 new coronavirus infection cases and 161 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The Ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 277,700 infected people, more than 273,100 have recovered from the infection. The Ministry had reported one corona-related death yesterday, which has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,032. You're listening to Radio Nepal, AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
के हो नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक
ओहो, स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरूको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back after the short break. We continue with the rest of the updates. The Law Ministry of South Korea has introduced a new rule of visa extension for foreign citizens in the country. According to the new rule, visa extension will now apply only on valid passports which have not expired and have a valid date. Based on the communications from the Law Ministry of South Korea, the Nepali Embassy has also issued a notice to all Nepalis living in South Korea. The new law will be of special concern for Nepali workers currently in Korea under the employment permit system. You're listening to Radio Nepal, AM English News Bulletin. We continue with international updates now. Officials investigating a train crash in Taiwan that killed at least 50 people are focusing on a maintenance lorry that slid onto the track. The train hit the lorry then crashed inside a tunnel on Friday. A construction site manager suspected of negligence has been granted bail. Rescuers are yet to extract a number of mangled carriages from the tunnel and fear they may find more bodies. The train had been packed with people traveling to celebrate a holiday. The accident was Taiwan's worst rail disaster in more than 70 years. Egypt has held a spectacular parade to celebrate the transport of 22 of its ancient royal mummies through the capital Cairo to their new home in the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. Crowds on Saturday gathered to witness the multi-million dollar spectacle of the Aden Kings and four queens making the 7-kilometer journey to their new resting place. Under the heavy security, the mummified remains of the pharaohs and other royals were transported in climate-controlled cases, loaded onto trucks decorated with wings and pharaonic design for the hour-long journey from their previous home in the old Egyptian museum. The vehicles were designed to appear like the ancient boats used to carry deceased pharaohs to their tombs. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in province 1, Bagmati province and Karnali province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to continue at one or two places of province 1. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 27.9 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 8.7 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has laid the foundation stone of 165 roads. Prime Minister Oli urges media to prioritize news related to development works. Prime Minister Oli challenges parties in parliament to remove him withdrawing the support. Health Ministry reports 128th new corona infection cases across the country and Egypt puts on show as it moves royal mummies to new home. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.